All right, Thomas Dimitroff, general manager of the Falcons, joining us right now, just back from the combine in Indianapolis. Thomas, after watching these workouts, what are some of the biggest impressions that you come away with from this year's class?
Normally, when you go into a combine and you're assessing the draft and you're sitting at the back end of the draft, i.e. 30, like we are, you wonder who you're going to pick at 30. And you wonder, you know, what type of talent will be there at 30. And I will say this year that there will be a very good football player at the back end of that first round. I mean, I'm excited about the depth of this first round. There may not be a huge wow factor overall from the standpoint of, you know, players that are worthy of jumping up 21 spots to pick. But I will say that there are some very good football players, and that's where it's a good place to be at 30.
Mm-hmm. We saw a lot of really fast 40 times from a bunch of different positions, and of course everybody gets fixated on that 40-yard dash. Where do you rank speed overall when you're looking at different players at all positions?
You know, speed, as I mentioned before, is a part of that whole idea of this being a matchup league. Mm-hmm. If you can run with people and you can stay in phase with people, as I mentioned before, then you have a chance to win in this league. And speed has a big, it factors in a great deal that way. Now, it's not all about fast people, and we want to make sure there's a difference between on-field speed, playing speed, so to speak, and track speed. There are guys out there that can you know, zoom down the markers, and when they get on the field, they're lost or they don't have the body control and the athleticism to adjust. They don't have the urge and athleticism we're looking for along with the speed. So to your question, my answer is speed is huge. It's very, very important, but we have to discern between play speed and track speed.
Now, you mentioned depth, and you expect there to be some very good players at number 30, but what about rounds 3, 4, 5, 6? Do you expect in this class in particular, it seems like there's a lot of depth where you can get some pretty good value in those later rounds?
Yes, I think there's going to be value in the later rounds, and as I mentioned before, we're moving league-wise, we're moving in a situation towards you know, sort of refining that middle class group, you know, on our rosters. That's just the way it is. With the money the way that it is right now, you have to be very mindful of having those young guys, those middle round guys that you're truly going to focus on developing. That's huge in this league right now. Coaching staffs have to be very mindful of developing for roster maintenance. And that said, I think this year's draft, I think there are some very solid core guys in the mid rounds.
All right, so you've got all these numbers now from all these guys, measurements, weights, heights, all this stuff. What do you do with all that information now? What's the next step for you and your staff?
Well, right now what I'm doing, I'm sitting down with our director of player personnel, Lionel Vitale, and we are going through every bit of the combine. We are analyzing every one of the players on film, where we're able to actually rewind the video time and again to analyze their movement, take their numbers into consideration, take their interviews information into consideration, take the medical into consideration, and we're bringing it together in one full package to sort of categorize that player. As I mentioned before, we don't necessarily move someone way up or down off the combine information and numbers, but we do adjust. We put our asterisks beside these players that we may need to do more work on, and it's just a nice lead into the spring.
Well, I know this is your busy time of the year, your season, so to speak. So we thank you for taking time out and joining us today.
I hope you guys have me back on the stretch to the draft. I'll be here for you guys.
Absolutely, anytime.
Okay.